when we said you are so good to us. It is not an overstatement when we said you have done for us what no man would have ever done for us. Only you paid the price for our redemption. Nobody else would have done that. Only you pulled us out of darkness and brought us to the realm of light in the kingdom. No one else could have done that for us. Even the breath we carry today, we didn't contribute anything to it. Only you could have done that for us. We're grateful to you this morning. Thank you, Father, for washing over your word in our lives. Thank you for ensuring that your promises are not in vain over our lives. We bless your name this morning. As we glean around the throne again this morning, we pray that, Lord, we find substance from your word. You will speak to us. There are many in this place. The needs of our lives are not the same. So, Lord, please reach out to us individually, line upon line, from one road to another, and minister to us this morning in the name of Jesus. Let there be the fulfillment of what you will say to us this morning in the name of Jesus. We reject distraction, whether inside of us or within the environment. And we ask that, Lord, you will cause your word to be mixed with faith in our hearts so that it will bless us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Again this morning, I want to thank the pastor, the leadership of the church for the privilege and the allowance to stand before us to share the word of God with us this morning. I don't take this for granted. The Lord will continue to help us in Jesus' name. I would have desired that we pray. But then, I have a topic that we will be considering this morning. The grace of the Father's blessing. The grace of the Father's blessing. And on that note, I'll be looking at how to assess the Father's blessing. How to assess the Father's blessing. There is so much grace with the Father. Right now, I was just thinking the night, I said, what does it take God to bless his children? As the Father, the big Father that we all have. Agio called him the large-breasted Father. He has a very big breast that everybody can come and suck. And yet, he's not worn out. He's not tired. There's so much with God that if we can assess, we can never remain famished. If we can assess the depth of what God is holding to unleash upon us, our lives will be better. We will continue to grow better and better and better. And I want to quickly say this, that God does not hate you. You didn't hear what I said. God does not hate you. God is eager to bless you. As a father that he is eager to bless you.
Even if you fail, God will not throw you away. Like the father of the prodigal son, he still waits for your return. Because there is so much in the house. There is so much. There is nothing you have wasted. Out of the abundance of the blessings of God that are meant for you, that will reduce the father. So much in the house that when you return, what is left in the house, you will discover that it's more than what you have wasted out there in the far country, wherever you have gone to. So sometimes, even heaven is surprised that we linger out there. Doing what? God is surprised that sometimes you are ashamed of returning because you felt you have wasted the father's blessing that was bestowed upon you. But the prodigal son swallowed his his shame, and whatever it is, the Bible says he came back to his senses and he told himself, me sitting down here eating with pigs, feeding with pigs, I will return back home to my father. It was not coincidental that the father also, standing on the road, expecting the returning back of his son that was lost. That moment, he saw the son returning. You know the remaining story. It was a joyous moment in the house. There was a great celebration. And I'm sure the prodigal son will be thinking in his heart, so it be. I thought that they will carry Koboko and chase me back. So nobody turned me back. Even my returning home to the father's house created, induced an atmosphere of joy and celebration. What kind of father is this? That's the kind of father you have. That's the kind of father you have. So it is your fault. It is for lack of understanding that you kept yourself outside there, thinking that there is still no space for you. All right, that's by the way. Talking about blessing, the father's blessing. What do you understand by blessing? Blessing. Several times when we said, I am blessed, you are looking at something. So, what is he carrying? How much do you have in his account? Where is the house? Where is the car? Where is this? Where is that? But blessing, all of this put together, they are incorporated. All of this put together. I want to define blessing as your total well-being. Your total well-being. Can you imagine a man that has a very big mansion, that is sleeping in a very big mansion, and he has something in him that is eating him up? Even the sleep, man, you know, enjoy him. Is that a complete blessing? Every day, police is looking for this man. Every day, every now and then, one case here, another one there, one embarrassment here or the other. Whenever he turns, he's meeting confrontations, all kind of things. What do you think that person will have that will be a blessing to him? But when your well-being, complete well-being, is ensured. That is blessing. That is the kind of blessing that I will quickly be talking about this morning. And I want to say that from creation, God has blessed a man, has blessed you. Let me talk to you now. God has blessed you. Because from your root, the first man God created, even before he came, it was not curse that was in the heart of God for him. It was blessing. It was blessing. Let's quickly run to Genesis chapter 1. Media, you will help me. We'll run very, very quickly. Genesis in chapter 1. God is committed to your total well-being, your complete well-being, your complete rest. God is committed to it, and he's been like that from the creation of man. Genesis chapter 1 from verse 26. I'll quickly read through. It's a story you know. Then God said, let us make human beings. Give me an NIV, please. Then God said, let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground, so that they may rule over, so that they can have dominion, they can take charge, they can be in total control over all that move on the ground. So anything that steps on this ground, that moves on the ground, by any means, the man God created, he has given him power to rule over that being. Unless he does not step on the ground. Even if he does not, this dominion power encompasses every creation, whether in the spirit realm, in the physical realm, whatever that is dominating you today, you were made primarily to dominate that thing. That was a pronouncement of God to the man he created. Give me the next verse. So God created mankind in his own image. Don't forget, it is the man in the image of God. I want to highlight that. It is the man that God created in his image. The man who lives in the image of God is the one that this dominion power, this rulership, this overseeing authority is actually pronounced upon. So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female. So we are not talking about gender here now. We are saying that you will have the blessings of God upon your life by creation. Whether you are a man, whether you are a woman. Give me the next verse. God blessed them and said to them. God blessed them. God blessed them. And he said to them, be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, over every living creature that moves on the ground. That was what God said to them. The same thing I hear God saying this morning again. That is the Father's blessing. It's coming from the heart of the Father. Can you imagine? You wake up in the morning. Your children are going to school. They are about taking and say, I bless you. Go. You are saying things over their head. You are saying things over their life. You wake up in the morning and you are making pronouncement, whether prophetic or whichever way, upon the life of your own children. That's what God did here. When he created this being, he said to them, he pronounced the authority over their lives. That was what put Adam above all that God created. Even those who were there, you know, he was not the first creation. All that God created before he arrived there, by the command and the authority that God placed over his life, he sat over all of them. That kind of intellectual provision that God put upon, he was able to name everything that was there, even before his own arrival. He gave name to them all. The blessings of the Father. He pronounced blessing upon them and gave them charge over everything. Give me the next verse. Then God said, I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth, and every tree that has fruit with seed in it that will be yours for food. No hunger. You will eat. I have given you what to eat. You don't need to hit your head here and there and have sleepless night because you want to eat. Every seed, all the tree. So today, you cut this fruit, you eat. So I can imagine this Adam and Eve walking around in the garden. When they are hungry, they will pluck this, they will eat. They will take this, they will eat. The river of Ahava is just flowing. They can just fetch and drink. They were lacking nothing because they were carrying the image of their creator. They were bearing the image of their creator. So nothing, nothing was missing. Please give me the next verse. And to all the beasts of the earth and all the birds in the sky and all the creatures that move along the ground. Everything. See God emphasizing. Everything that has breath of life in it, I give every green plant for your food. And it was so. Nobody could change that. There is no any other being. No creation of his hand could change that. The Bible says, and it was so. What God said was so. No contender. Nothing could undo what God has said. The Bible said, and it was so. Why is it not so in your life today? The Bible said, it was so. These things God said concerning the man and the woman was so. Is it so with you today? Where did we miss it? Were we not enjoying the Father's blessing as God originally has programmed our lives to be? Give me the next verse. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good, including you. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Praise the Lord. So, and I'm saying this to let you know that from day one, God had made up his mind that you go with his blessing. That the man he created go with his blessing. Many things have happened. But you need to know that as long as the man retains or remains in God's image, he carries the blessings of God. It was not occasional. It was not incidental. The blessings was meant to remain with the man as long as he bears the image and the likeness of God himself. So when the enemy came, he knew one thing that will scatter this divine arrangement. The enemy knew that something will happen. One accident, just one, will happen that will upturn, that will reverse this great, powerful, envious arrangement that God made for man. The devil knew. And he cornered and came in. Only to engage the woman. It was terrible. The fall was terrible.
You can read that up in Genesis chapter 2, 15 and 17. You know all of that, the story. You know, okay, just give me those two verses. But you can read up the remaining story of the fall, which you already know. Genesis 2, 15 and 17. Genesis 2, 15 and 17. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to walk it and take care of it. Verse, and the Lord God commanded the man, you are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for when you eat from it, you will certainly die. We are not going beyond there. You know the remaining story. What happened actually changed the narrative. Change all of God. See, the way God created us, just one action can ruin the man's life completely. One attitude, one character, something, just one thing is strong enough to actually remove a man from his placement in the kingdom of God. Just one thing. That's how strong it is. It was this only one thing of eating what they were not permitted. And it was stated very clearly. And the enemy deceived them into it, and they did eat. So we discover, or we are discovering, that obedience to God was the hallmark. If we are going to retain God's blessing, if we are going to walk in dominion, if we are going to remain in this pronouncement, the Bible says, and the Lord said to them, if what God said concerning your life, concerning my life, in his blessing, if we are going to remain in the grace of God's blessing, obedience is key. Obedience is key. I cannot keep, you know, flaunting the word of God. I cannot keep, you know, just flagrantly disobeying God, thinking that nothing will happen. You will lose out. The way Adam and Eve lost out. Sincerely, you will lose out. You will sweat when you are not supposed to sweat. The sweating today, is it not because of their losing out? All the struggle. Look at the arrangement of life God made for them. You will find something to eat always. You will find something to drink always. The blessing is with you. This thing that happened brought the struggle. Until tomorrow, if we don't recover back, the provision is already made. The door is already open for us to walk back to God. But if we don't identify that and relate with it sincerely, you will keep losing out of God's blessing. Don't assume. Do you know there are many scriptures you know that are not working for you? True or true? There are many scriptures you know that are not working for you. It's not because those scriptures are not potent in them. If not, they don't carry what it takes to work for you. If you check closely, you discover that issues of disobedience is what is shutting you out of this great blessing that the Father is having for you. That's the truth. So obedience, complete obedience to the word of God is needed to stay in the blessings of God. For more emphasis, let's read Deuteronomy chapter 28, which you know, I'll just read through. Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 is my emphasis. The blessing, you know them, but I was just mention them. Deuteronomy 28 from verse 1. If you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all his commandments, you follow the word of God that is given to you, both the written word of God, the one that is preached to you, you know, the truth of the word of God that even the Holy Spirit impresses on your heart. If you will carefully follow, say, I give you this day, this command, this word, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. So, sir, it is not my struggle in the first place, how powerful I am, my sweat,
my connection in the first place that will put me above the earth. If I will show obedience to the word of God, to the truth of the word of God, if I believe that this is what God said, and I show obedience to it, brother, that is sufficient to put you. You will go high. You will fly high. It will put you above the nations of the earth. I've met believers who talk billions. There's one God, is it God's Shield? What's his name? One man from Port Harcourt used to come to one of our friends' church in Kubwa here to come and preach. Okay, God's Time is his name. This man has, you know, in Port Harcourt, in the rivers there, he has this, he has that, plenty, you know, articulated machines in the river, everywhere. If he's talking, but you don't see it, sir, until he begins to talk. You don't see it. He made billions, but he will tell you what he uses his money to do in the kingdom. Hundreds are under his payroll. Many scholarship, friends, all that he grew up with here and there who have been affected. You know, is he not a believer? But if you meet him, he will tell you, do what God says you should do. God is not wicked. I met him. I said, brother, I will tell you, God will bless you, but obey him. The blessings of God are meant for us because God is our Father. That's the emphasis this morning. God is your Father. His blessings, all that he has in Christ Jesus, they are meant for you. They are meant for you. Deuteronomy said, oh, you have taken it. Okay, then if you fully obey this thing I'm saying to you today, God will set you high above all the nations. Give me verse 2 now. So please let your hand be on it. I will just be reading. Verse 2. All these blessings will come on you and accompany you. Can you imagine blessing accompanying you wherever you go? Blessing accompanying you. If you obey the Lord your God, the emphasis. We will leave this and go and be quoting the remaining one that I'm going to mention now. Even when you are disobedient, they say, sit down there. You say, you, mm-mm. If they say, ah, that why now? You say, you have reasons. You have reasons. You will be blessed in the city, blessed in the country. Is that possible? Yes, sir. Because it's God who said it. The fruit of your womb will be blessed, and the crops of your land, and the young of your livestock, the calves of your herds and the lambs of your flocks, the blessing will be upon them. Your basket and your kneading door, okay, trough, will be blessed. You will be blessed when you come in and blessed when you go out. So there is no season of your life that you should be lacking God's blessing. The Lord will grant that the enemies who rise up against you will be defeated before you. They will come at you from one direction but flee from you in seven ways. Don't we quote these kind of scriptures? This is premised on what? On obedience. The Lord will send you a blessing on your barns and on everything you put your hand to do. The Lord your God will bless you in the land he is giving you. Even in Abuja here, the Lord your God will bless you. I didn't hear you say amen to that. Oh, you didn't hear me. I said even in Abuja here, as you obey the word of God, as you carry out God's instruction over your life, the Lord your God will bless you. It's God who said it. The Lord will establish you as his holy people, as he promised you on oath, if you keep the commands of the Lord your God and walk
in obedience to him, another emphasis. Why are you disobeying God? You expect God's blessing. So it will take you more. I've said here before that what obedience will do for you, 70 days of fasting and prayer won't give you. Simple obedience to the truth of the word of God, what it will do for you. So rather than insisting on whatever, you know, and you go and do so many religious activities and try to enjoy yourself and slit yourself, no, obey. And you will see what the Lord will do, because he's your father. He wants to bless you. Then all the peoples on earth will see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they will fear you. Can you imagine that people just knowing that you are a child of God, fear already set in their heart? Fear is already in their heart. So the people you are afraid of, they are meant to be afraid of you if you obey the word of God. All that is sending you on the run, they are supposed to be running. If you will patiently obey and do the command of the Lord, people will see you. You will be a marvel. People will see you. They will be surprised. They cannot comprehend. They will not be able to know how. The how of the blessing of God over your life. Because it is God who promised it. He will do it. It's not a man that will lie or repent of what he has said. He can't tell you, I'll not do again. I forgot. God is not like that. The Father's blessing. There is so much in it. Then all the peoples on earth will see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they will fear you. Give me the next verse. The next verse. The Lord will grant you abundant prosperity. Can I hear say amen to that? Amen. The Lord will grant you. It is a desire of the heart of the Father to give you the kingdom. God desires sincerely to prosper you. Prosper you in everything. God wants to prosper you. Do you know one thing that came to my heart yesterday? I say, when God answer my prayers, God will want to showcase himself through my life so that people will know that, so his God is like this. He hears his prayers. He answers his prayer. The miracle God does through my life is to showcase the power of God to the people around me to see that my God is with me. There are things God will do just to let people know that you belong to him. Then the Lord will grant you abundant prosperity in the fruit of your womb, the young of your livestock, and the crops of your ground, in the land he has swore to your ancestors to give you. So even your chicken, whatever you have in the house, whatever that is your source, the blessing of God is upon it. God is aware, is conscious of the chicken you are rearing, the goat you are keeping. Abi, God is conscious of it. He knows you are doing these things. And he said, his blessing will be upon it. None of them will fail. They went and packed, brought some chicken one day. When he told me, my tears dropped. I saw this brother labored over how many chicken. In fact, they went and emptied the whole chicken house. And he called me and said, sir, they have packed all my chicken overnight. These boys that are selling chicken up and down. I said, no, this is contrary. This is against the word of God. How will you gather and another will come and pack them away? That's not the promise. Praise the Lord. That's not the promise. Give me the next verse. Next verse, please. The Lord will open the heavens, the storehouse of his bounty. So God has storehouse of his bounty. He said he will open the heavens,
He will open the storehouse of his bounty to send rain on your land in season, to bless all the work of your hands. You will lend to many nations, but will borrow from none. Hey! You see why God is settling somebody's debt this morning? You are not following me. You see why God is saying, no, you can't follow me. You can't be with me. I can't have my label on you. You are being harassed. You are being embarrassed by debt. That debt I'm going to settle it to restore the glory over your life. That's what God is doing. You will give to people. Please, as the Father is beginning to open the heavens, he's beginning to open his bounty and he's placing blessing on your life. Don't damn it. Don't keep it to yourself. Be a channel. You know that stagnant water smells, isn't it? Don't let the blessing begin to smell. It will smell when you gather only for yourself. It will become a smelling water when it is just for yourself alone. No. He said you will give. You will lend to many nations. The next verse. Talking about this Father's blessing. Give me the next verse. The Lord will make you head, not the tail, if you pay attention to the commands of the Lord your God that I give you this day and carefully follow them. You will always be at the top. Where? Where is your position? At the top. Whether you are in the school, where is your position? At the top. You are doing business. Where is your position, please? At the top. There is always at the top. All the up and down that we see competition here and there is at the ground level. That all those struggle. Push me. I push you. When you begin to rise up, competition is less up there. Because it's not everybody that is at the top. But God said he will place you at the top. Can't you hear this? The blessings of God. So I give you this day and carefully follow this command. This command is God. Doesn't God know what he's saying? Why is he repeating himself? Keep the commandment. Obey, obey, obey. If you obey, if you will keep this word I'm giving you today. Why is God repeating it? Because the promise of God does not just throw away like that. Is hanged on something. There is human responsibility attached to every blessing that God releases. Now, let me explain. If you are studying the Bible very well, you know it's easy for me to come and pick the scripture. I will be the head and not the tail. Happy? Very, very easy. And I will jump with that. I will go up and down with that. Meanwhile, secretly, I live in sin. I disobey the word of God. I just live dirty. I do things and think I'm hiding them. But do you know that this blessing, there is an if. There is an if that connects this blessing. Say, if you pay attention. So if you don't pay attention, how do you expect that God will put you on top? How do you expect that God will rub that miracle in your life? How do you expect that that blessing will just pour away? And because God is throwing it around. There's a responsibility that is demanded of you. And that is the emphasis here. Carefully follow. Say you will always be at the top. Never at the bottom. So if you are struggling at the bottom this morning, I want you to check. I want you to check. Check your life. Check your dealings. Check your relationship. Check your obedience to God, to the word of God that you know. Don't say, I don't know. Which one are they talking about? You know. You know the word of God. You have been hearing. You know the things God has warned you about and you are still insisting. Turn back. And you will see that the blessing will actually flow over your life. Give me verse 15. Verse 15. However, If you do not obey the Lord your God and do not carefully follow all his commands and decrees I am giving you today, all these curses, you don't want to hear that. All these curses will come on you and overtake you. That will not be your portion in Jesus' name. From this point, the things mentioned down there were actually curses. Results of disobedience. The father will close his eyes. But there is no father. God is my father. Some people say, I know God. He is a merciful God. I'm not doubting it. Oh, God is a merciful God. At the same time, a consuming fire. A consuming fire. The Bible said it is a fearful thing to do what? To fall into the hand of the living God. It's fearful. This God that is blessing you. This God that wants to showcase you. This God that wants to keep you on top so that people can see his glory upon your life. People can identify with you. The same God is a consuming fire. So when you go and misbehave and you say God is a merciful God, you go and do anything you like. You open your mouth to say anything you like and you have no respect for the word of God. I tell you, you undo God's blessing program for your own life. I'm rounding up. Means of entering the Father's blessing. If you discover that disobedience has become your second name, if you discover that, you know, just doing anyhow, you are a child of the king. For crying out loud, how will you be living anyhow? How will you be doing things anyhow? How will you talk anyhow? Why should you be a person of anyhow? There is no integrity in anyhow. No. Nobody will respect you. Even your friends, they will absorb you and say, all of us are the same like we had this morning. Wait till you won't tell me. They will absorb you. Do you want to stand out? Do you want to be on top? Do you want to be above? If it is partiality, God, we want to play partiality because of you. If you honor his word and you obey him, he will keep you where you are supposed to be. So how do we enter this blessing? Come to Jesus. See, but the Jesus that I know, yes, the one you have been hearing, the one you think you know, come to Jesus. Because Colossians chapter 1, please quickly give me from verse 12, Colossians chapter 1. I'm going to quickly run through so that you will know where God is waiting for you, like the prodigal son's father. You will know why you should make your commitment to God through Christ Jesus so that nothing be lost, so that you don't keep wasting away. Who told you that God cannot give you that thing? Whatever it is. Who told you that that door cannot open for you? We are reading scriptures yesterday. We read that Acts chapter 12. And I'm seeing the power of prayer when believers, those who are subject and obedient to God, gather together to pray. Gates break. Iron gate open. You know, things as if to say, move! And as the child of God was coming, everything was happening on their own because brethren gathered and they were praying somewhere. And the man was enjoying the blessing of God as he was coming out of the prison. The weapon of prayer. God answered to every prayer you pray if the place of your obedience is secured with him. And giving joyful thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light. God will qualify you for the Father's blessing. The Father himself will qualify you for his blessing. Give me the next verse. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves. Please go ahead. In whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins. In Christ we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins. So whatever it is that tear the veil and push you out of these blessings of God, there is redemption in Christ Jesus. What is redemption? Buying back. buying back. God wants to buy you back. If you have sold yourself out, actually, that's what he said in Isaiah. You sold yourself out, but God has paid the price. There's redemption in Christ Jesus. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over creation. Quickly give me the next verse. Next verse, please. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for who? For who? For him. So that blessing we are looking for, where is it located now? In Christ Jesus. Yes, you lost your position. You lost your place because of sin, because of misbehavior, disobedience. Where can you find it now? It's located in Christ Jesus. All things. It pleased the Father to have located all things in Christ Jesus. The next verse. I think that is. Okay. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. Verse 18, and he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn. All right. So the point I want to make here is that return to Jesus. No matter what you have done, is it appealing to you? Oh, God is pointing something to you. And this is the reason why the blessing is slipping through your hand. Near success. You want everything fizzled away. You are approaching. Why should you give yourself to disobedience when that is the key the devil is using to lock you out of the blessings of God for your life? I want to announce to you this morning, sin does not pay. It does not pay. If there is any payment for sin, what is the wages of sin, please? Dead. Everything die out of your hand. Your business scatter. If it does not scatter, it will be dragging feet. Your life, your brain, everything will experience a measure of death if you decide to give yourself to sin continually. And God highlighted disobedience. Right from the Garden of Eden, disobedience. What is the truth you know and you are disobeying? This morning, come to Jesus. Those who responded to Jesus, I tell you, their story changed. Things turned around for them. Come back. Matthew 11, 20, they say, come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Come and take rest. Enough of this struggle. There is so much in the house waiting for you. Even if you have squandered mercy, you have squandered grace, you have thrown away all the help God gave you in the past, come back home. There is so much waiting for you at home with him. So much. Come back to Jesus. That's what it means to become a Christian. Being a Christian is not just about a weekly trip to church or is becoming, but becoming the church yourself. Become the church yourself. It's not a weekly trip to church that even some of us are not even committed to. Even the weekly trip, you are not committed to. This morning, God wants to help you. Acts chapter 3, verse 19. I'm rounding up now. Acts chapter 3, verse 19. If there is Living Bible or Message translation, please give me. Acts chapter 3, verse 19. Nobody has Living Bible. Give me Message. Okay, Message. Now, it's time to change your ways. When? When do you have to change your ways?
Now.
When?
Now.
Now. Now. If you want the blessing, you want the grace of the Father's blessing to burst forth in your life, now, God said, change your ways. Turn to face God so he can wipe away your sins. God, we want to wipe away those sins of disobedience. You want to wipe it. There is nothing you have done that God cannot forgive you. There's nothing. I stumbled on the story, you know, very quickly of Charles Spurgeon. Charles Spurgeon. My paper don't fly. Okay, sorry. Charles Spurgeon. And this man was a smoker, terrible smoker. Terrible smoker.
And he gave, one day, he decided to respond to the word of God and gave his life to Jesus. I won't tell you the remaining story. He died 31st January 1885. He lived for just 57 years. Do you know that this song you have always sang, only remember by what you have done, was his funeral song? His friend sat down there. When he heard that Charles died, he ran from the field because they go out together, preaching the word of God, doing crusade together. They were running everywhere. And he heard that Charles, who took ill a few days ago, Charles died. He came there. He sat down there and wrote that song you have always sang today, only be remembered by what you have done. It was a funeral song. What did he do? His life changed. He met Jesus. Everything. His smoking lifestyle finished. At the point of his conversion, he encountered Jesus. Everything changed. Till tomorrow, we are singing that song, isn't it? He led a legacy. Very short time, great life. Inspiring life that is still speaking even when he's no longer there. It can be your thorn too. Change your life. Come to God. That's the emphasis I'm making. Turn. Stop it now. That thing you know. Even your parents does not know about. That thing you do in the secret. Only you and your friends know what you do. But I hear God calling this morning. Now is the time to change your ways. Now. What are you waiting for? What are you gaining? What's the benefit? You have been cheated. There's great blessings waiting for you. But the devil lied to you and took you captive. But this morning, God wants to wipe away those sins. Pour out his showers of blessing to refresh your life. God wants to refresh your life. He wants to pour the showers of his blessing upon you to refresh your life. If you read the other one, say, repent and be converted. Repent and be converted. Don't say, but I am born again. God must have seen something in your life and he's calling you to repentance this morning. Don't tell us when you're born again. 19 Abraham. That's very good, sir. It's good. But God is saying, repent and be converted. And now is the time. There is a refreshing that God wants to bring to your life. Something is about to happen to you. If you hearken to the word of God this morning, don't hang around life. Your life is so precious. Don't experiment with it. Don't. Turn to God this morning. And the Lord himself, like he did to every other person who ran to him through Christ Jesus, your sins will be forgiven, will be blotted out, and the Lord himself will grow that life again to maturity. Galatians chapter 4 verse 1, you know, if you read to 6, he spoke so much about what God, the program of your growth, God put in place to grow your life as you return to him so that you will assess the fullness of the blessings of God, of the blessings of God. So that you can be spiritually matured. Spiritual maturity is when character becomes more important to you than the charisma. That's spiritual maturity. When character becomes so important to you, how far is your character? What is the kind of character you will carry? If they step on your toe now, the real thing inside you will come out. We are going to pray together. Emphasize your character. Galatians chapter 5, you know, the Bible said, talks about the fruit of the Holy Spirit, which I call the character of the Christian, the character of the believer. What you call the fruit of the Spirit, they are the character of the Christian. Go and study it and look out even into your own life and search. It's not how many years you have been in church. What is your character showing? That's the level of your maturity as a Christian. God is saying now. And it's at this point I want to stop this morning. I need you to pray for yourself. Put that scripture back for me.
Say, it is time. It's time. Now is the time. Now is the time to change your ways. Now is the time. Don't leave it tomorrow. Don't procrastinate it. Tomorrow does not belong to you. Say, God forbid. May God forbid. But you don't owe tomorrow. You don't owe tomorrow. Would you like to bow your heart? Tell yourself the truth this morning. Do you want to change your ways? Do you want to turn to God and face God this morning so He can wipe away those sins, no matter how sticky, no matter how stinking, no matter how dark? It does not matter the description. Do you want God to wash them away? All your trickish kind of thing. Hide out, seek and hide. You know, whatever manner of hypocrisy. You call me brother, but when I go behind there, I am not brotherly. I am not the brother you think. Such hypocrisy, God will want to wipe them away so that He can command a refreshing from on high upon your life, so that God can bless you, bless the work of your hand, bless your business, bless your memory, bless your brain, give you the desires of your heart. These things are for you. Say, Lord, this morning I turn to you. I return to you. Is there somebody who is returning? Who is returning like the prodigal son? He was not ashamed. He wasn't ashamed. He knew that hunger will kill him. If he continue to remain there, he will continue to remain dirty with pigs. He's going to feed with swine. Will you come back to your senses this morning? I said, Lord, I'm returning. It is now. I want to change my ways. Is there somebody this morning? I won't beg you, but you can raise your hand above your head so that we will knit our heart together and say, Lord, this one that has come, the blessing that is in the house that belongs to the Father, you will pour on him. And that's the prayer this morning. Is there anything? Close your eyes. We are not playing now. We are not just telling stories. Don't walk out of this atmosphere and continue to remain the way you are, struggling. Struggling. When there is so much with the Father in the house for you, you cannot access it because you refuse to come. And the Bible says it is now that you must change your ways. The prodigal son changed his ways, returned back home, and told the father, don't call me son again. But the father said, for where? You remember my son, no? You are my son. You died, but now you are alive. Celebration started. Go and bring the crown. Go and bring the ring. Go and bring the, kill the cow. Let's celebrate. Even though he was lost, but now he has returned. Everyone want to celebrate over your life this morning. Before we invoke the blessing. Because God said, and he said to them, before the pastor will make pronouncement, he said to them, before we get there, something shot you out of the blessing. Will you want to correct that this morning? Let me see that hand. You want to correct something? There's something, there's a body in your house. God is saying something to you now, and you want it corrected. I'm not going to do it for you. You are the one that we say, Lord, this is the matter. I know where the door shut against me. God bless you. Bless you for raising that hand. It's no time to play hanky-panky. You know, you will go far if that door is open, if forgiveness is brought to your life. God bless you. Are there little things around you, and do you know that, you know, this is the reason why the confusion has never finished from your life, even though you are speaking in tongue? That tongue has not produced life. It has not produced anything. You have quoted all the Bible. It's not working for you because disobedience is your second name. And God wants to say, no, there's a blessing for you. Return. Put that hand on your chest and say, Lord, have mercy on me. I can't deny the fact that
I am not disobedient. And the Bible says, he who know what is good and refuse to do it, unto him is a sin. That sin of commission, that sin of omission, I'm always a victim. Have mercy on me. Anywhere I diverted grace and wasted it, like the prodigal son. Anywhere I wasted your blessing over my life. Anywhere I went that I am not supposed to go. The business I did because I needed that money. And I knew that this one, even my conscience is already holding me to ransom. And I desire to close my eyes. Lord, whichever way I didn't do well this morning, let the blood of Jesus speak for me. Let it wash me. In him we have redemption. Through the blood, the shedding of the blood of Jesus. Lord, bring redemption to me. Buy me back. Own me back again. And let your blessing fall on me. Thank you, Father. I want you to begin to ask, Lord, you promised blessing. You are my Father. Where is my portion? I want you to open your mouth and pray. And the pastor will declare that so that something will finish. That pain will finish. That struggle will finish. That story will change. So much will pour from heaven upon your life. Things will work again. He said he will cause rain to fall again upon your land. Whatever land of your life, God will want to pour rain so that something will come forth. There is something dying inside the ground of your life. It must come up. Pray for yourself this morning. Oh Lord, bless me. As I turn to you, let it be a time of refreshing for me. Let there be refreshing from on high over my life. You are not praying. I pray you understand what God is saying to you this morning. Pray for yourself.
Hear my cry, O Lord. Attend to all my